Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 513 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mention it at the coroner's inquest. This was Tuesday afternoon. I told you in the statement I gave you that I could not swear positively as to the time I was at the factory. I said I got to the pool room between 12:20 and 12:30. I had been up in the factory before I met Newt Freeman and Miss Hall at the Busy Bee. I was in the office and saw Mr. Frank between 12:20 and 12:25. At the time I made the statement to you that I was there between 12 o'clock and 12:05, I had reckoned the time down as I have now. The back door at the stairway going up from the office floor to the top floor is fastened with a bar. It is not closed except on payday. It is true that a man on the office floor could easily lift the bar and walk up, but a man couldn't come down to the office floor from above at all. Anybody could fix that bar in its place in half a minute. I told you in the detective's office that I reckoned the time of my being in the factory from the time I left home and the destination I went to, and I said I could not remember any stop at Wolfheimer's, which took 10 or 15 minutes, and that I had reckoned it so positively. I left home, I know, at about 11:45. I looked at my watch. It takes 12 or 15 minutes to walk to the factory. I got to Wolfheimer's pretty close to 12 o'clock. I was there 10 or 15 minutes. Redirect examination. At the time the detectives and Mr. Dorsey talked to me about the murder, I overlooked the fact that I had been to Wolfheimer's. My wife called my attention to it when I got home. I mentioned this matter to my father and my wife before I ever mentioned it to Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank did not tell me not to mention it to anybody. If a detective had asked me, I would have told him what I knew about it. At the coroner's inquest, I said it could.